puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie,
I don't know,
was...
I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy.
Oh, we're dorks.
There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you.
Well, if you knew how much that song typified our lives, you would throw up.
You really would.
If you knew how much we meant that song,
yep,
you would throw up.
Okay. Our friends do often.
We have many friends that throw up just for being around us. They can only, in fact, on usually when we go double dating with people, they can only stand about 3 hours. sick at their stomachs. So. Well, it is. We're recording, and it is Sunday night, so I don't know.
Hello.
Well, hello there, Mr. Kidge. How are you doing today?
How are you doing? What's up?
We are calling with a would-you-rather question.
Uh-oh. A would-you-rather question.
Would you rather me call you with a would-you-rather question or not call you?
I would rather you call me with a would-you-rather question.
Well, okay, well, good. Then we did, and here's Faith.
All right. Oh, and the pressure to pick a right question.
By the way, thank you very much for writing all of the hero bracket, the battles. You've done an excellent job with that.
Oh, I try.
And you've taken much of the burden off of me.
Okay, I'm ready. You ready?
Oh, he's ready. Are you ready, Kidge?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, all right. Would you rather have your house... Oh, no, I don't want to do that one.
Oh,
I changed my
goodness,
mind. Okay, I'm ready. Would you rather every day for a year have to wear either the same pair of unwashed underwear or the same pair of unwashed socks?
Same pair of unwashed underwear or same pair of unwashed socks?
That's disgusting. Very disgusting.
Can I take the socks off when I'm not wearing them?
No, you have to wear them for a year.
No.
Taking them off.
You can take them off, I suppose. But when you wear socks, you don't always wear socks all the time when you're sandals.
Well, this is the
Please don't wear socks with your sandals. Just saying.
I don't wear socks with sandals. I don't even wear sandals, but I would go with the unwashed socks.
You would? You really?
Yes, because you got to keep your privates clean.
You need to keep your feet clean, too.
Well, you need to keep your feet clean, but...
He's going with the unwashed socks. All right. Okay.
That's right. That's be my final answer.
That's your final answer. Okay. We accept it.
If you'll tune, I'll tell you what.
if you can
go
finish
to your mailbox,
sentence.
There'll be an envelope with what you've won.
What you've won today.
Thanks for playing.
A clean pair of socks.
The home game of Would You Rather.
And a clean pair of socks.
Thank you.
All right, kids. Thanks for playing along.
Not a problem.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Would You Rather is back. That's right, we took a poll. I took a poll because I'd let it go. And I took a poll and people said, no, bring it back.
We liked it. It was good.
We liked it. Now, I understand people like getting called.
Yes.
Okay,
we don't have to talk to them about Would You Rather.
But I thought people got sick of us calling people and them not being there.
Yeah, but they like that. They think it's funny that we can't ever get a hold of anybody.
People voted and said that was funny. So if you didn't vote because you voted on the form.
Sorry, telephone.
It's okay. She just threw the phone at me. if you didn't vote or didn't know where to vote, it's on the forum, mylifeministries.org/forums. And if you want to put your two cents in and want me to stop doing Would You Rathers because you turn the show off whenever I do them, then you're not listening now and who cares? No,
yeah.
You can contact us. Or if you would like for us to call you, you can do that also at twoblindsquirrels.com. There is a phone number there listed, and there's also, if you click on contact, right under Two Blind Squirrels, click on contact, and you can request us to call you for Hey, would you rather?
We haven't done.
Faith is dancing.
Our calisthenics this week.
Oh, that's right. We haven't. You can also ask us a would you rather question. We'd be happy to answer.
Why is it hot?
Because you're hot.
It's hot in here.
You're hot. Because you're doing calisthenics over there. That's why. And the sun is sitting behind me and burning a hole through the house. All right. We got more calls from more people, so let's take them.
My favorite Girl Scout cookies are the free ones.
Yes. For,
you don't get free cookies.
They're too expensive. And if some little girl comes knocking on my door...
Well, you have 18 children. Don't you have a Girl Scout troop
in
your house?
Well, yeah, but if you have 18 children, you have your own Girl Scout troop, he better be buying cookies for those kids.
He can't afford to.
He has to support his troop.
He's supplying all of the Northeast region.
with Girl Scouts.
The tri-state
area. The reason he wants them free is because he has to drive them around all the people's houses to deliver them.
Asking me to buy more Girl Scout cookies, and they're not wearing their little Girl Scout uniform.
Hey, what's up with that?
Yeah, how come nobody wears a uniform anymore?
And why
I got to get that picture out. I showed you me and my brownie uniform.
Oh, yeah, with the uniform. Yeah, we'll post that in the show.
I wore my uniform, John.
Yeah.
So you know.
I'm not buying. You know what? I'm making a new rule. I'm not buying any Girl Scout cookies from anybody not wearing the official Girl Scout uniform. And by the way, why do they call them brownies if they're selling cookies? If you're going to, you shouldn't tease me with the brownie if you're going to sell me a cookie.
What?
If you're going to call yourself brownies, sell brownies. Is that a separate group? Or aren't the Girl Scouts called brownies?
No. It's like Whirly Birds and Awanas. Well, they don't do that anymore, but...
Oh, it's like Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
There you go.
I see.
Brownies are the younger girls, like Helen's age.
Ah.
And then when you get older, you're in the Girl Scouts.
Oh, that clears that up. Thank
see?
You.
You'd think you'd have known that.
You could say that again.
Yes, he could.
Faith,
you'll have to save that.
He's talking to you.
Girl Scout, you wore your uniform when you went and sold your Girl Scout.
I did.
Didn't you?
Yes.
When you went out for the local Walmart or whatever, and
didn't sell them at Walmart.
Cookies, you wore your uniform. Now they're all like, I'm not going to wear my uniform and go sell them Girl Scout cookies. I wear my own clothes.
So, did he get possessed by a black woman?
He's a 50-year-old black woman who's a Girl Scout. A 50-year-old black Girl Scout.
I can see him.
That's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
Funny uniform, girls. What's wrong with you? Anyway, I like the free ones. I don't care which ones they are, as long as they're free. I like them. Bye.
Free the Girl Scout cookies.
Free the
Girl
cookies.
Scout cookies. Free the cookies. Free the cookies.
Oh, that's funny.
Let the cookies go free. I'm going to start a new... I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, you're going to do it.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. Just listen to your latest episode.
Don't sound so down about it.
He's sad.
Oh.
Sorry. Was it that bad?
Must have been.
You know what? After hearing that whole...
By the way, the previous call was the Jesus Geek.
I said his name. I said John.
From JesusGeek.info. This is the Jesus Geeks. This is Chris Martens at TheJesusGeeks.com.
I didn't say Chris yet.
I'm just letting everybody know.
I said his name. I tried to tell him.
You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
It wasn't
change after Faith hit you with that steel pen. I do have to agree with something you told me earlier. Faith laughing is much better than Faith not laughing. So.
That's all I'm saying. Faith laughing is much better than Faith not laughing.
Let's do more stuff to make Faith laugh.
Yes, let's throw more steel pins at me.
Have fun, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Good to know.
You know, why is me getting hurt funny?
Because you make it funny.
Oh, yesterday I was...
And that's what's so funny about it.
That stupid door, I was, you know, trimming the door and doing the door, and I was carrying this thing around, and I twisted my back, and I was like, by the end of the day, I could barely walk. And so I laid down on the ground. I said, somebody's going to have to adjust my back. Push on my back and get it all straight. So Faith reached down and started twist and pushed like.
Well, pushed on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Pushed on my lower back and then pushed about mid range of my back.
It went.
And it sounded like a house falling down. It was like, and it felt, you know, really weird on the inside too. But that helped.
Much better.
That helped, yeah.
Except for that he was like, don't you go. And so Helen and I laughed because it's hysterical because he does it to make you laugh. See? And then he acts like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in pain. That's not funny.
I wasn't sick,
but I'm in pain. You're laughing at me. It's always laughing at me when I'm in pain.
You have lost your ever-loving mind. What's wrong with you? You're not even speaking intelligible words anymore.
That's what you sound like.
That's not what I sound like.
It is hot, dear.
I can't help that. Well, you know what? You have on a sweatshirt and warm-ups. You think maybe let's examine the just the names of the two things you're wearing and see if we can come up with a clue as to why you're hot.
These are not warm-ups.
They are warm-up pants.
No, they're not.
What are they?
They are called lounge pants. They're not sweatpants.
Lounge pants?
They are Gap.
Well, sit down and talk into the microphone, please.
Tell me I'm wearing warm-ups.
You're wearing warm-ups. I don't know what you call them. And you get on a sweatshirt.
Well, that I'll give you. It's
hot. You know, you could put on shorts and a t-shirt. Wouldn't that be much simpler?
It would.
Do you have on socks?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm committed to the show.
That's a shame.
This whole bracket is rigged. There is no way that something is going on here. I smell something. It's fishy.
Fishy.
And you better come clean, Brad.
What?
You've rigged this whole thing.
Of course I've rigged it.
I know you have.
I know I did.
And I'm going to hunt you down.
No, I did. I said I did.
And I'm going to, I don't know, hit you in your boo-boo or whatever.
What? Did he just threaten to hit me in my boo-boo? First, I want to know exactly what that is. And second, how dare you? How dare you, sir? I shall meet you on the field of honor.
I will kick you into boo-boo. Oh, man.
That's my first physical threat of the two blondes for 5 years. And I get my first physical threat. And it's to be kicked in the boo-boo. By a man with 9 children.
Oh, man. What did they get to haul him off?
I know what a... Is did he mean Bobo? Is it like...
You mean Bobo. I kick you in your Bobo.
Is it just slang?
I guess. Boo-boo. That's what his youngest calls it.
Snaw. It's snaw and a boo-boo. Don't sit in a snaw with your boo-boo. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's rigged. Of course it's rigged. I made it up. Did you think I was actually getting these people to fight? Is somewhere in your head, you know, I mean, really thinking I have access to Han Solo? You know, he lived a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
He's hard to find.
He's booked. We raised it too, by the way, just to give a small report there.
So, you know, Lara Croft is very busy with 15 children of her own.
It's true.
So
she's the only one in the match with more children than the Jesus kid. So just to give you an update, we've already raised $200.
Oh, cool.
For the Angel Food Ministries, which will feed eight families.
Which we match.
Eight families for a month.
Which we match, which is $400.
No, right? That's after the match.
Oh. I thought you were
That's after matching.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't have to bring me down.
Sorry.
But $5 or $10 a pop, that's a good contribution.
That is
I'm
good.
Very happy with
I'm
that.
I'm proud of that.
So but that'll feed 8 families for a month.
Cool.
Or 4 families for 2 months. Or 1 family for 8 months.
Alrighty then.
That's a lot.
That's
very impressive. I'm happy.
Good.
And so we're gonna continue that through the end of April. You can continue to contribute to the end of April to that. And we'll get the money, but because it'll take us that long to get through the bracket, and so we're going to continue to promote it and everything to the end of the month. Okay. Yes.
Any more calls, or is that it?
We got one more call. One more call, hopefully without a boo-boo.
Hello, Brad and Faith. This is Louis the Leprechaun calling.
Oh,
how are you?
Louis?
Good. I love when Louis Leprechaun calls in. I wish we could make him a permanent part of the show somehow.
Let's do that. He could be like a guest
sure,
appearance.
Maybe we could
just
have
Johnny Carson
two blonde girls and a leprechaun. We'll change
like
the name of the show.
Like a guest host. Guest co-host.
Guest co-host?
Yeah.
We could do that.
Johnny Carson used to have a guest host, I mean, when he was gone. But, you know, like Joan Rivers and...
Sure.
Yeah. We could have him be our guest co-host.
We could. That would be fine with me.
Okay, then.
I learned to drive a car.
Oh,
that's really not why I'm calling you, but
great.
I can sit on the seat okay, but anyway, it's difficult for me to explain, but it's quite a feat, I want to tell you.
I wonder how he sees over the steering wheel.
I don't know.
Or I wonder if he, maybe he, because he's a leprechaun, he has some magical powers.
Well, you know, what are they in Over the Hedge where they run on the steering wheel?
Oh, yeah, the little hamster things
or whatever they are.
Chipmunks, I think. Is what
are they chipmunks?
I don't have no idea.
But they run on the wheel.
They get up on the wheel.
That's what you could do.
He could do that. Mm-hmm. He could do that. Don't know. Don't know how he steers.
I wanted to call because I've gone back to church.
Well, great
I really felt good for you. It was something I needed to do.
Well, I'm happy
and
for
staying
you.
Staying up all night and chasing after women and being drunk all the time. It's just not something I needed to do. So,
but isn't that what a leprechaun does?
I thought so.
I'm glad
it's a reformed leprechaun.
I went back to church, and frankly, I still chase the women at the church, but it's for a different reason.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I want to tell you that the people that sing at the church, the choir sounded like a bunch of cats in a bag fighting.
Well, you should.
It's really
complain.
Bad. I needed to help them.
That's good that you're going to help them. But I see. So he wasn't looking at it from just a complaining standpoint. He was actually contributing. He was going to help with the choir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What I done is they hung me up like an angel floating around on a string. The words. And I would point to the words. Okay, sing this one. Sing that one. Amazing Grace, you know, like that song. And I was trying to help them out as much as I could.
Oh, that's great.
And what I finally did is when they sang the word wrong, yeah. I had to say, start over again. We did Amazing Grace 47 times. We finally got it down to the science.
He's like that little ball in the cartoons.
Yeah,
that bounces
on
the bottom, yeah.
Like Dr. Miller's little red laser pointer.
Or Dr. Miller's little laser pointer thingy, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a leprechaun on a bungee cord.
Yep.
That's what he is.
And then we worked on the right keys. Oh, these people can't sing, I tell you. But anyway, that's my first story at church.
Well, I'm glad that you have joined the fellowship.
I hope there'll be many more.
And that you are actually committed to to serving in that fellowship.
That's
very encouraging.
I really love your show.
Thank you.
Please keep it up. Because I need something to do when I'm driving, listening to your show. Although when I start laughing, I swerve off the road. So
no, that's not good.
No. Keep saying the jokes. I'll learn to drive better. Okay, this is the Louis the Leprechaun saying bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye. Talk to you later, Louis. Well, and that's all the calls that we have. How are we doing on time here? Oh, look at that. 18 minutes. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Did you want to do another Would You Rather? Do you have one there ready to go?
Well, I have one for you.
You have one for me?
I do. Ready?
Lay it on me, sister.
Would you rather...
No, I would not rather do either of those two things.
Lose your ability to dream.
Lose my ability to dream.
This is very pertinent for Brad, but never have nightmares again or... have colorful, lucid dreams regularly, but also the occasional terrible nightmare.
I think at this point in my life, see, there's a point in my life where I really treasured my dreams and would spend a lot of time trying to figure them out and that kind of stuff. But at this point in my life, I'd rather just have a good night's sleep. So I'm going to choose no dreams.
Skipping the dreams.
Skipping the dreams at this point.
That's what I would do. Skip the dreams.
With the no dreams. Last night, I had a dream that I was at school, like high school. I got out. Y'all, anybody wants to translate this dream, y'all pray to the Holy Spirit and ask him for some type of revelation because this one beyond me. So I'm. It's after school. I'm using the school phone to call my parents to come get me, and so I get a hold of them once, but then they don't ever show up, and everybody leaves school, and then I keep trying to call them again to see if they've left or where they are or something, and I keep getting Bob Newhart on the phone. And not that I'm talking to him, because when he was on the phone, he had all these conversations about himself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Well, that's what it was. It was just like a stand-up routine. You know, he wasn't actually talking to me. I was just hearing him talk into the phone doing the stand-up. And so then this police officer showed up, and this dream went on forever. That's the bad part about this dream, is that it wasn't just a succeed. You know, it took 10 times longer to have than it is to telling you about it. And I've given you all the details. It's just the same thing over and over again. I couldn't get him to come. I'm sitting there waiting in the parking lot. Everybody's kind of left. Finally, this police officer shows up. I can't walk home. But
you forgot. You forgot to milk.
I forgot to milk. That was the other. You know, I used to be when I was in high school. I milked. And I milked for my dad. I had a dairy farm, and I milked in the afternoons. And I hadn't milked, and it was past time to milk. And then I realized I didn't milk yesterday. And so I was like, "What's? I didn't milk yesterday. I was very stressed out. It was a very stressful dream. And then the police officer offered to give me a ride to a payphone. Okay, but why not just take me home, dude? So I go to the payphone, and I realize I have no money. But I'm afraid to tell the police officer I have no money, because I'm afraid he'll arrest me for vagrancy, because I don't have money. I don't have a way home. And this was the dream.
Did you wake up then?
Yeah, I woke up at some point, but I think I actually got out of the car.
Are you feeling abandoned by your parents because they're moving away? Is that what this is about?
Well, I don't know because they're threatening to move. Yes.
No, they're going to move. They're moving away. Is this your 40-year-old way of expressing that you're feeling abandoned by your parents?
I see them once a month.
Well, yeah, but at least you can still see them.
That's true.
Moving away. We're not going to see them but once a year.
Maybe that's true.
Tell them we'll get to see them. That makes me very sad that they're not going to be able to see Helen and that we're not going to get to see them very often. I bet you that's what it is.
Maybe this is me being a little stressed out about the whole situation.
Yeah, that you're sad that they're moving away. There you go.
Well.
That's my version.
That's your Holy Spirit version of what's going on?
Yeah, no, it's not my Holy Spirit version. It's my faith version.
Loudness in my ears. Well, so if you have a version, please give us a call and let us know about it. Otherwise, call and give us a Would You Rather question, or drop us an email, comments at twoblindsquirrels.com. We'll give you a call. Okay, well, I guess tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. No, tomorrow's Thursday.
Today's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, Rue.
Happy Wednesday, Rue. All right, everybody. Vios.
Vios con Dios.
Con Dios. Or as Jose would say.
Vion
con Dios.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.